Morning, Sam. How are you, mate?
Morning, Michael. Very good, thank you.
Gee, big week for you and your dad. Not only do you have Santa Ana Lane in the Everest, you've got Warning, A Genuine Hope in the Caulfield Cup as well. How are you going to split your day on Saturday?
Yeah, well, look, it might manage to get Dad there to the races for the second time in 6 months, if I can
really
do my best over the next couple of days. But, yeah, I think we might both trackside, but, yeah, it's very exciting. It's a big thrill to be represented in both those races with, you know, hope this meet three chances.
Does that mean there's an underlying level of confidence? He only turns up to the big occasions, doesn't he, your dad?
Yeah, well, he's only turned up this prep when Warning's been going to the races, so that probably says something.
Well, you've got him flying. We'll talk about Warning in a moment, but what do you make of the barrier draw last night? You were probably pretty happy you weren't there in person the way it all unfolded, but Santa Ana Lane ended up with barrier eight.
Yeah, look, I think it's a really good gate for him. He's obviously a horse that's going to be back, and he's better when he's got a bit of room when you take him through his gears. So last year we drew towards the inside, and it might have cost him the win in the end, so... happy to be drawn there, and obviously there's speed drawn all across the race, so we'll sit back and be finishing hard as per usual.
How do you think he's going? What do you make of that run first up down the straight at Flemington?
Yeah, look, it was a pass mark. I mean, you know, it's initially we were probably a little bit disappointed on how he had gone, but when you break it down, he was still very strong late. He's obviously one of ERC sprints down the straight, but he's probably not suited to the way straight racing can work, where they go hard early, then they sit up, and then they sprint away. His record at Randwick speaks for itself. He's a much better horse there, we think. So it cleared the cobwebs out with him first up. He's seemingly thrived since we've changed a few little things with him just at home and changed his routine up. We think that can help spark some interest in him, and you know, there's a lot of people writing him off, but that's fine. We're happy with him, and he's going there fit, sound and well.
He was awesome in last year's Everest. He was probably a touch unlucky. He couldn't get out when he wanted to, and he flew home for second behind Yes, Yes, Yes. Do you think the way this Everest sets up, you've got obviously great speed, where he's drawn, are you confident that he'll run as well as he did last year? Is he in that same vein of form 12 months later?
We hope so. Look, he probably had run a little better first up last prep behind Sunlight in the Gill Guy. But he is the sort of horse that you've almost got to ignore his first up runs most of the time and really know that he is best second up. So he's going to run a much better race than he did. Is he a better horse than he was 12 months ago? He's not a better horse, but if he can be somewhere near it, I think that's going to be good enough to give the race a shake. It's his grand final. He's a grand final horse, so we're trusting that, you know, he's still got a great zest for racing. There's been nothing to suggest that, you know, he's going backward. There's obviously a lot of commentary around him possibly being over the hill, but... you know, he is a sort of horse. Once you put a line through him, he'll pop up at a big price and show his hand. So we're very happy with it.
Well, it'll be great to see the old boy run a good race in the Everest on Saturday. Today you're involved in this intriguing three-horse race, the Blue Sapphire Stakes, taking on Anders and also Ranting. What instructions will you be giving to Luke Curry on Hanseatic?
I don't think there'll be much. It'll just be Anders will lead and... I suspect we'll be behind him. It'll just be, that'll be our plan, you know, just follow him everywhere and you know, get the last crack at him. Our horse probably isn't suited by this sort of race. He's probably a little better in a bigger field where he can be smothered up and pounds weight. But look, it's going to be an interesting watch.
Well, you're guaranteed at least $36,000, so it's not a bad day out.
You could go around in a trial and not take home anything, so it's a nice run in between the Moyer and the Coolmore for him.
Are you surprised that we've only got a three-horse field in this race? And do you have any thoughts as to why we've ended up with just three horses in a $400,000 race?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange one. Obviously, they had a small field in that three-year-old sprint race up in Sydney on Saturday as well. So, you know, whether there was some sort of collaboration between, which is awfully hard to achieve, between Racing New South Wales and Racing Victoria to say that you need one of the 1,200 metre races, whether it's in Victoria or New South Wales, and combine both states of horses. You know, a horse like Doubtland who ran up there, used in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, it probably would have suited him to be in this race today. So it probably, yeah, it is a little confusing. But, you know, when we nommed for the race, you probably had a look at it and thought, well, there's a lot of fillies nom that are going around Saturday, which, you know, there's also that argument that whether you just made it, that the fillies have got to run against the colts in this sort of race. I don't know. I suppose there'll be some innovation that they can come up with, whether it's changing it to a twilight meeting, but it may just be that there's too many races of similar nature across Australia.
Can you beat Anders today, or are you running for second?
Oh, look, I think we can. You know, he's got to run the 1,200, Anders, off a six-week freshen. We're very fit and well. We are a Caulfield horse, we're a fast ground horse, so... you know, we know what we'll get from our guy. He'll be there to challenge late. But, I think we can. It's going to be, you know, how the race pans out. If we can get our chance at him late, I think it's a good chance.
Warning heads to the Caulfield Cup in he looks like he's come back almost in career best form, even though he won the Derby last year. How do you think he's going this time in?
Yeah, I think he's going the best he has ever gone. Last prep, he was probably, you know, a little all over the place. He doesn't really run Sydney direction that well. We learned that with him. He had a long preparation and he just kept fronting up and running bold races. You know, he's only beaten a couple of lengths by Russell Tamworth in Adelaide, and that form's obviously stood up really well with Dallas and running really well, and Warning obviously going well. So. We think he's in career best form. Caulfield, he ran second there at his only start, behind thought of that in his run prior to the Derby. He is a real Flemington horse, Warning, but that is one thing to be mindful of. But couldn't be happier with him. He's in brilliant order, and you know, he showed last time that he can handle a firm track or a soft track. There's no issue with where he draws. He can go back. He can go forward. Very bomb-proof.
Do you think he's a realistic winning chance?
It's hard to know. It's obviously a few unknowns with what the internationals are going to bring. But of the horses that have got local form, arguably he's the best run in the race, Turnbull, last start. So, yeah, I think realistically, if it was only all those locals, he's the best hope going there. I think it would just be a case of international flying, and they might be the ones to beat.
Gee, your dad and uncles dominated Caulfield Cup Day going back a few years ago. Do you remember those wins in the Caulfield Cup? Or were you too young? You'd remember Mummify, but when they won 3 and 4 years back in the 90s, do you remember those?
No, that was a bit too long ago for me. I remember Mummify quite fondly. He was a favourite of Dad's, and always used to spell at the family farm. So he was a brave horse. I remember him leading, and Nicolick led one off the rail and forced the field to either go inside him or come around him and travel wide. So Martin tactical ride, and then he obviously unfortunately broke down a year later in the race. He's a very brave horse, that one.
No doubt about that. And owned in the same interest with Johnny O'Neill and Warning, so it would be a special day on Saturday if he could claim a Caulfield Cup as well. You've got a host of other horses entered on Saturday. Who do you think this far out is your best chance on Saturday? What couple are you looking forward to outside of the Caulfield Cup?
There's a couple of nice three-year-olds there. I think Endanger is a little sleeper that's been going about his work nicely. He ran well at the Valley first up. Got home well, probably wasn't suited by that track. He's Stepien McGothic at the 1400. I think he's probably our best chance. But it's tough racing. I couldn't be confident with any horses going into these races with the best horses around, and they're ultra competitive events.
And for those that are still clinging to the hope that Ain't No Deal Done might end up in a derby after his good win in the Hill Stakes on Saturday, has that 100% been finalised? He won't be going to the derby?
Yeah, no, he won't be going. It's every chance he'll run in the 1800 metre race on Cup Day, and then he'll head for a spell. He was good the other day. I thought he might have won a little easier, but they went a very strong tempo, and he was probably left in front a little soon. He was a bit green when he hit the front, and he's still learning. So I think one more start over that same sort of distance will have a nice season, but it'll have him hopefully with a good rating to head into the autumn, and then we can really map a path towards Rosa Wind or a derby next preparation. We are mindful of his dam Ain't No Fallen Star. She got past a mile, so whether he's more a mile to 2,000 metre horse, we're still just learning about him. Don't worry, that's the pending bet in my betting account isn't more than I've got him for the derby, but no, he won't be running.
All right. Good on you, mate. Hey, best of luck on the weekend with the two big features, the Everest and the Caulfield Cup.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.